Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be hearing from the Mary Jane Girls, Marvin Gaye, the Commodores, Rockwell, and the Four Tops. Well, the Mary Jane Girls, a California quartet of post-disco divas, personalized the new age of rhythm and blues dance music and put a lot of the fun into funk from a female perspective. Put together by punk funk guru Rick James as a female accompaniment to his own hard-rocking Stone City band and as another outlet for his prolific songwriting talent, the Mary Jane Girls were independent, fun-loving, and opinionated, while still offering to fulfill a worthy male's fantasies. Clad in leather, lace, minis, body stockings, and fishnet, the girls presented four distinct female characters who were totally in sync with the groove. And here is the Mary Jane Girls, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Hey, boy. Would you meet me on the roof tonight? I got a surprise for you.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Was Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye, and that reached number one from 1977. Well, that song was originally entitled Dancing Lady, and Marvin's inspiration for that song was Johnny Taylor's song called Disco Lady. He recalled that, "I loved the way it sounded, and I thought it was a fabulous song, as good as disco ever got." Well, I appreciated the picture of the super sexy woman on the dance floor, though in my version, I tried to give it a little twist. Well, the song was retitled Got to Give It Up, but the song ran 11 minutes and 48 seconds originally. Well, Art Stewart, the producer of that song, recalled that Marvin let me alone to piece the song together. After working on it on Christmas Day, 1976, I ran it over to his house in Hidden Hills, California. He liked it, but he still wasn't sure. A typical Marvin reaction. Soon, everyone was liking it, and hence its number one status. Well, before that, we heard from the Mary Jane Girls, All Night Long, a song that did not reach top 40 status, but was recorded and released in 1983. Well, coming up, Night Shift by the Commodores, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Bell.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song. A Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
now that we've come to the end of our rainbow, there's something I must say out loud. You once, twice, three times a lady, and I love you. Yes, you once, twice, three times a lady. The moments I cherish with every beat of my heart. To touch you, to hold you, to feel you, to need you. There's nothing to keep us apart.
Well, we just heard a twin spin from the Commodores. That was Three Times the Lady, and that featured the smooth voice of Lionel Richie. That reached number one from 1978. And before that, a song without Lionel Richie, because he had left the group to have a solo career. That was Night Shift by the movie of the same name, and that reached number three from 1985. Well, the original six members of Commodores met at a Tuskegee Institute talent show when they were all freshmen. Well, with drummer Walter Orange, the only one with prior professional experience handling vocals, the group began performing as the Mystics. They later picked the name Commodores out of a dictionary by placing a finger on the page. In the summer of 1969, they traveled to Harlem in a van singing Summer Employment. Soon after their arrival, they came to the attention of Motown, and they were signed. Well, coming up, Berry Gordy Jr., the founder's son, going under the name of Rockwell, with Someone's Watching Me, right here on Motown Memories.
Watching. Watching. Watching me. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
Was the Four Tops with If I Were a Carpenter, and that reached number 20 from 1968. And we started with Rockwell and a song called Somebody's Watching Me, and that reached number 2 from 1984. Well, Rockwell was Berry Gordy Jr., the founder of Motown's son. That was Berry Gordy Jr. III. And he chose the name Rockwell because he didn't want his father to know that he was recording from the Motown label, and he wanted to make it on his own. Well, Berry Gordy III, or Rockwell, was quoted as saying that I give Jesus Christ all the credit, the glory, and the honor for this gem, that song we just heard from, because not even 24 hours had passed after I prayed, more like pleaded to my Lord to bless me with the creativity to come up with a song that would not only tickle the taste buds of the music connoisseur, but would also hit the top of the charts. And he certainly fulfilled that. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.